Welcome to Zichur Dasi Mani. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're at Sechur Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the theme topic is going to focus on, number one, crushing produce into very small pieces is prohibited because of the malach of tochin, grinding. Yudah said that one is permitted to crush peppers as long as it's done one at a time, and the crushing is done with the handle of a knife. Doing the action of crushing with these two changes from the normal way permitted. Rava disagrees and says that even if one deviates from the normal manner, by using the handle of the knife, he may crush even many peppers at one time. Point number two, Rav Yudah said that one who is bathing in a stream of water on Shabbos should dry himself before getting out, lest he come to carry the water on his body, dalad amos, on the banks of the water, which is a karmelis. The Gemara asks, if this is so, then it should be prohibited for him to enter the water as well, because when he does, the force of his entry pushes the water away for a distance of dalad amos in the sea, which is also a karmelis. The Gemara answers, kocha b'karmelis l'gazru. The Rabban did not decree against transferring through one's force in a karmelis. And point number three, Rav said that if one took out a live child into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a pouch suspended from his neck, he's chayiv because of the pouch. The Gemara asks why the father isn't chayiv for carrying the child as well. And answers that Rav holds a Rabbi Nasan who says, chay noset tzatzmo, a living being supports his own weight. So the Gemara then asks why the person's chayiv at all, since one should view the pouch as an accessory to the child, similar to the ruling that if one carries an alive person on a bed, he's putter even for the bed, since it's tafel, it's secondary to the person. So the Gemara answers, mita legabe chai mevatele. A bed is considered an accessory to a living person because it's servicing him. Legabe tinak mevatele. Whereas the pouch isn't considered an accessory to the child, since it's just an extraneous object he's using as a toy. So once again, the three topics are, number one, crushing produce into very small pieces is prohibited because of the malach of tochin, grinding. Rav Yudah said that one's permitted to crush peppers as long as it's done one at a time and the crushing is done with the handle of a knife. Doing the action of crushing with these two changes from the normal way, permitted. Rava disagrees and says that even if one deviates from the normal manner, by using the handle of the knife, he may crush even many peppers at one time. Point number two, Rav Yudah said that one who's bathing in a stream of water on Shabbos should dry himself before getting out, lest he come to carry the water on his body, dalad amos, on the banks of the water, which is a karmelis. So Gemara asks, if this is so, then it should be prohibited for him to enter the water as well, because when he does, the force of his entry pushes the water away for a distance of dalad amos in the sea, which is also karmelis. So Gemara answers, kocha b'karmelis l'gazu. The Rabbanan did not decree against transferring through one's force in a karmelis. And point number three, Rav said that if one took out a live child into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a pouch suspended from his neck, he's chayiv because of the pouch. The Gemara asks why the father is in chayiv for carrying the child as well, and answers that Rav holds like Rabbi Nasan who says, chay noiset tzatzmo, a living being supports its own weight. The Gemara then asks why the person is chayiv at all, since one should view the pouch as an accessory to the child, similar to the ruling that if one carries out a live person on a bed, he's putter even for the bed, since it's tafel, it's secondary to the person. The Gemara answers, mito gabe chai mevatele. A bed is considered an accessory to a living person because it's servicing him. Gabe tinek mevatele. Whereas the pouch is not considered an accessory to the child since it's just an extraneous object he's using as a toy. All right, so now we go to a simon for Kuf Mem Aleph. I mean, a lot of people suggest Baba Kama. Someone suggested the goring ox from Baba Kama. We had Tanakamas, Comas, Camouflage, Chemistry Teachers, Chameleons, Comma-shaped Frisbees, Kameas, Commanders, Sports Fans going, come on. And then we had some backwards money. Run Amok or Amex Cards. Nathaniel Jacob of Great Neck suggested a nuclear explosion because of gamma rays. But I'm going to go with a combination suggestion that comes from Chesky Halperson of Montreal, who suggested first person. And Eitan Wax from Camp Olivia suggested first place prize to make it a first place winner. So the Simfer Kuf Mem Aleph is first place winner. So thank you, Chesky and Eitan, for the suggestions. And here goes. The first place winner in the Abba Has to Babysit contest, who taught his children how to crush peppers with the handle of a knife and to dry off before coming out of the water, was disqualified when it turns out he carried his child with a pouch suspended from his neck. Once again, in slow motion. The first place winner, that must mean Ron Duff. Kuf Mem Aleph. The first place winner in the Abba Has to Babysit contest, who taught his children how to crush peppers with the handle of a knife, which reminds us, crushing produce into very small pieces is prohibited because of the malach of tochin, grinding. Rav Yudah said that one is permitted to crush peppers as long as it's done one at a time and the crushing is done with the handle of a knife. Doing the action of crushing with these two changes from the normal way permitted. Rava disagrees and says that even if one deviates from the normal manner by using the handle of the knife, he may crush even many peppers at one time. So the first place winner in the Abba has to babysit contest, who taught his children how to crush peppers with the handle of a knife and to dry off before coming out of the water, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that one who is bathing in a stream of water on Shabbos should dry himself before getting out, lest he come to carry the water on his body, daladamos, on the banks of the water, which is a carmelis. The Gemara asks that if this is so, then it should be prohibited for him to enter the water as well, because when he does, the force of his entry pushes the water away for a distance of daladamos in the sea, which is also carmelis. So the Gemara answers, kochu b'carmelis lo gazru. The Rabbanan did not decree against transferring through one's force in a carmelis. So the first place winner in the Abba has to babysit contest, who taught his children how to crush peppers with the handle of a knife and to dry off before coming out of the water, was disqualified when it turns out he carried a child with a pouch suspended from his neck. Which reminds us, Rav has said that if one took out a live child into his rabim with a pouch suspended from his neck, he's chai because of the pouch. The Gemara asks why the father is not chai for carrying the child as well, and answers that Rav holds like Rabbi Nassim, who holds a chai noiset satsmo, a living being supports its own weight. The Gemara then asks why the person's chayv at all, since one should view the pouch as an accessory to the child, similar to the ruling that if one carries out a live person on a bed, he's patur even for the bed, since it's tuffel, secondary to the person. So the Gemara answers, mita l'gabe chay mevatrile. A bed is considered an accessory to a living person because it's servicing him. L'gabe tinak mevatrile, whereas the pouch is not considered an accessory to the child, since it's just an extraneous object he's using as a toy. So once again, the first place winner in the Abba has to babysit contest, who taught his children how to crush peppers with the handle of a knife and to dry off before coming out of the water, was disqualified when it turns out he carried his child with a pouch suspended from his neck. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.